I have been a Marylander my entire life. I was raised in Catonsville and attended Salem Lutheran Church, where I was baptized and confirmed. My parents made sure I got to Sunday school regularly and to church, especially on those Sundays the junior and or intermediate choirs, of which I was a member, sang. I remember a sermon where the minister talked about salvation by grace through faith, but I don't know that I fully understood what that meant at the time. It was through exposure to the Bible, Sunday school classes, and Bible studies over the years, and singing in the choirs at church where we sang about who Jesus was and what he, in love, had done for us, that I came to understand salvation by grace through faith. Through life experiences, I learned how Jesus loved me and was always with me, and I came to believe and accept that I was a sinner saved by grace through faith. I was a very shy person who found it difficult to reach out and take risks of any kind. I expressed myself through participation in the choirs at church where I sang God's praises. Through life experiences, I drew closer to God, especially during the time of my marriage. My husband worked as a securities trader for years. He came from a home where alcohol was abused by one or both of his parents. He abused it as well. His alcoholism, I believe, was the cause of his termination from his last job. His children from his first marriage and I participated in an intervention for the purpose of getting Bob to get help with his drinking, but it failed. As a consequence for him not wanting to get help, I moved out of the house. After about a month of Bob being by himself, we entered the house to see how he was. He had stopped drinking but was not too coherent. He was hospitalized and spent the next 3 months between hospital and nursing home before he finally succumbed to the results of his addiction. Because I was timid and had not experienced dealing with alcohol abuse, this time in my life was very difficult for me. I did not know what to do or what to expect. I believe it was the Holy Spirit who nudged me to look into having a will drawn up for Bob, as his future on this earth was not a bright one. The lawyer and I went to his hospital room to get him to sign the will. It was only by the grace of God that he finally signed it after initially refusing to do so. I also felt it was the Holy Spirit that told me to see about obtaining a gravesite for Bob, as neither of us in the 4 years of our marriage had ever done anything about preparing for the future. God is good, because not long after the will was signed and the gravesite obtained, Bob died. Indeed, God had not forsaken me, but was with me through it all. He even sent an angel to look after Bob one night, as I could not explain any other reason why a nurse taking care of Bob in the middle of the night called me and told me Bob wanted to talk to me. The next evening when I visited Bob, upon checking with the personnel on duty, they did not know of a woman by the name she had given me. Over the years living on my own, I believe God has put his protective arm around me and brought people into my life when I have needed help. After Bob's death, Carol, Bob's first wife, and I became friends and would do things together and take trips together. Many people thought that quite odd, but we felt God was leading us to be friends. Only God could bring together two women who had been married to the same man and establish a friendly relationship. I became a member of her church and attended regularly there for several years. About 11 years ago, I needed a knee replacement. I knew who I wanted to perform the surgery, but I also knew he was getting older, and I had heard he was having some health problems. I decided to go ahead with him during the surgery, but asked the Lord that if the surgeon was not who he wanted me to have, to please keep me from having the surgery. About a week before the scheduled surgery, I received a phone call from the surgeon's secretary. She told me that my surgeon had collapsed in the OR and was not allowed back. My prayer was answered. Again, God was with me. The surgeon's colleague stepped in and performed the surgery. I was a member of the National Christian Choir for about 16 years and enjoyed being part of a Christian choir singing the praises of our God, spreading the gospel by music. I felt the closest to him through music. About a year after Covenant Fellowship was established, I decided to attend the worship service at Covenant. I'm glad I did, as the size of the congregation and the worshipful services and love for Christ among its members ministered to me more than any other church I had ever attended. And it still does. The interaction with each other here has given me a sampling of how Christ wants us to work together and help each other. By witnessing the cares and actions of the members of this congregation, I have seen how men love, honor, and care for their wives and family in good times and bad, and how members help carry the load of others when one is weighed down with more than one can do on their own. Much of the time, I'm afraid I take the Lord for granted, not giving it much thought what he does for me. But I believe Jesus is with me each and every moment, protecting, guiding, encouraging, and watching over me. So I have much to be thankful for. Definitely the friends in this congregation, but more importantly, the hand of God reaching out and guiding me through the Holy Spirit and his word, helping me through life on this earth and towards the glorious life to come. I believe that he who began a good work in me will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.